We're diving deep into your burning questions surrounding health, burnout, and stress management for female entrepreneurs. You sent them to me, and who better than to provide those answers than Vonji? Welcome to the No BS Business School Podcast, the show where powerhouse women learn how to sell differently, ditch pro marketing, and build financially lucrative businesses. I'm your host, Jan Ditchfield. After spending over 20 years in the charity world, I realized that the fluffy, trendy marketing and sales tactics being taught online aren't all that effective for industry experts like you. In each episode, I give you the tangible steps to build a profitable business that is wildly successful and equally fulfilling. Money, marriage, business strategy, and marketing, we talk about it all. This is where the evolution of your business begins. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of No BS Business School. You asked, we answered. Have you ever found yourself questioning the impact of stress and those hormonal fluctuations on your business and your well-being as a female entrepreneur? Do you feel like your body's at odds with you and you just don't know how to get control over it again? Trust me, I've been there too. And that's why in this special Q&A episode of No BS Business School, we're diving deep into your burning questions surrounding health, burnout, and stress management for female entrepreneurs. You sent them to me, and who better than to provide those answers than Vonji, my chief health officer, clinical dietitian, and our go-to expert in women's hormonal health and wellness. So, what is she answering? Well, just to cover a few questions, she's going to talk about how to know if what you're feeling is burnout or just a rough patch, if there are any magic foods or supplements that you should be stocking up on to help combat stress and burnout, and if it's really a thing to time business launches around your menstrual cycle. I remember the first time I heard it, I was like, what's the deal with that? She's going to explain it in detail, plus so much more. This is our final episode in our mini series, focusing on helping you get control of your health, reduce your stress, so you can increase your revenue and your impact. Let's get those questions answered. Here we go. Our first question comes from Rebecca. And Rebecca wants to know, how do I know if what I'm feeling is burnout or if I've just hit a rough patch in my business? Great question.
If we look at the definition of burnout, it is a state of complete mental, physical, and emotional exhaustion. So it really is that ultimate point where we reach complete exhaustion. We can't function normally. And, this is sort of when women tend to go on medication. We get weeks booked off of work and we simply can't function. But before we get to exhaustion, it's that whole process that leads to burnout. And so burnout is really a process, and burnout is sort of the end result of that entire process. But it is really important to understand that we need to be aware of the process and the signs of we are heading towards burnout. So when we ask the question about what is the difference between burnout and really just going through a rough patch, I would like to really look at it from a different point of view. We go through rough patches all of the time, but if we are not being mindful and paying attention to what our body is telling us, these rough patches add up to finally end in exhaustion. But it's when we go through these rough times, and as business owners, it is really common for us to go through seasons where we work long hours, we have a higher load of stress, we are worried about more things, and this is normal for us. But when we don't manage these more difficult times in a very specific, intentional way, that's when we head towards burnout. So I would like to look at it like these rough patches add up to finally lead to burnout if we are not being intentional and implement a plan that is going to require something of us personally. When we implement a wellness plan that prevents burnout and protects us from reaching that point, it is something that's going to have a cost. It is not a plan that's not going to cost us anything, that's going to be easy to implement. It's going to cost us something, it's going to require us to make a commitment and to be very intentional about these things. So I'd like to say, let's be intentional about these rough patches, manage ourselves well during these times so that we don't end up in burnout.
Our next question is from Jennifer. And she says, So stress, How big of a player is it in burnout? And what's the secret to handling it so I can get back to business?
Now, stress is the main player. It's the main culprit when we look at women going into burnout. It's when we lack the skills and the tools and the support to manage that stress. And I love to always say that stress is something that's really necessary. We can't remove it out of business, otherwise none of us will have a successful business. It's when we add that little bit of healthy stress that we can put the deadlines in place, we reach those deadlines, and it keeps us motivated and drives us. But when we have a stress without a recovery plan, that's when we head for burnout. So stress is really the main contributor to burnout. And I like to also categorize it into physiological stress and emotional stress, mental stress. So physiological stress is when we don't eat, we don't feed our bodies, when we don't sleep enough, when we don't move, when we don't take good care of ourselves. That is physiological stress, because there are hormonal changes that happen when we don't sleep enough. There are hormonal changes that happen when we don't eat regularly and fuel our bodies. And then on the other hand, we get that physiological or emotional stress. That's the things that we worry about. Typically the things that we worry about that never come about. So it's when we worry about how this launch is going to work out, instead of having a very specific launch plan that we write out and follow day by day. When we have those systems and processes in place that we can follow step by step, that is what overcomes that mental stress. So when we look at stress, it's important to look at both of those. That's not just managing our stress in a way that we take the downtime, we, you know, people journal and whatever it is that helps you to manage your mental stress, but it's also that physiological stress that we have of not moving, not eating well, not sleeping, not having fun, and not having hobbies. So when we look at what the secret is to handling stress so that we can get back to business, it really is an ongoing thing. We cannot think that stress needs to be managed at a specific point in time, maybe once a week or when we feel stressed. No, stress needs to be managed regularly and ongoingly and preventatively. So often, you know, high-performing women like myself, I like to say that I thrive on stressful situations. My mind do well when there's pressure. And the A-type personality, we're like this. We thrive. We love functioning under pressure. But our bodies, on the other hand, that doesn't cope that well with stress, but we don't immediately pick that up. So for me, for instance, I can be under a stressful situation for weeks and months, and then suddenly my body goes, I've had enough, can't do this anymore, I'm shutting down, I'm getting sick, I'm doing whatever it needs, whatever it is necessary for you to pay attention, stop, and take a rest. So when we think about managing stress in a way that allows us to get back to business, it's something that we need to schedule. We need to schedule our meals. We need to schedule our movement. What I call pockets of white space, where we take regular 5 minutes out of our schedule to reset that nervous system. We need to schedule and be very protective about our sleep and the quality of our sleep. So if you want to make sure that business does not, or stress, does not get in the way of your business, stress is something that you need to stay on top of every single day. Because if you're a woman in business, there are a lot of things happening and you simply cannot turn your adrenal glands off and stop it from producing cortisol. So you need to have these strategies in place regularly, day by day, scheduled in your calendar to make sure that you stay on top of this stress. But I also think it is really important that we learn to know, we get to know our bodies. So up until probably 5 years ago, I had no idea what my body was trying to communicate with me. Now, however, I'm at the point where, like I said, I function really well under stress mentally, but then my body reached the point where I start to notice some physical changes. And that's when I know, okay, I've been functioning under a lot of stress for a long period of time, and I need to take time out and pay attention to this. So for me, for instance, it's things like my eyes go puffy and itchy. I have my allergies flare up. I tend to get more PMS in my premenstrual phase. So I get more irritable, more tender breasts. You could notice some changes in your period. I get a little bit more edgy and absent. My body gets sick. I get more tired. I wake up in the mornings not motivated to jump out of bed. Those are all signs that I'm heading towards burnout. And so for me, getting to know our bodies is such an important part of managing stress, because the body's communicating with you when the load is getting too much. Now, if we don't understand that language, we don't know when to take our foot off the gas. So really the important thing here is to take the time and the energy and invest resources to get to know your body so that you can pay attention to those signs while you are building your business, because it's when we understand how our body is responding. I mean, for instance, if you're in a, you're busy creating a new product, but you just really struggle with motivation, with creativity, you get stuck, you have this blank page in front of you, and you know, you see that blinker going, there's no motivation. We usually, you're pretty good at these kinds of things. When you know yourself really well, you know what is going on and what is required for you to get back into peak mental performance. So for me, the very first step that we need to take is to get to know our bodies well. What does my body do when it's under stress? How does it respond? What are the messages that it gives? And then what are the strategies that I put in place to start regulating that nervous system?
Sam sent in this question, and it's a really good one. It's actually something that I have also asked Vonji on numerous occasions, which is, are there any magic foods or supplements that I should be stocking up on to combat stress and burnout?
So when we think about foods and supplements for specific purposes, for instance, in this case, how to combat stress and how to combat burnout, I first of all want to address this mindset around, you know, we think we need pharmaceuticals, drugs, just a capsule or a tablet to fix my problem, an easy fix. And sometimes when we go from relying on the pharmaceutical industry and on the Western medicine system, we come over to the natural health and more holistic approach, we can make the mistake of putting all of our hope that we used to have in these pharmaceuticals now on supplements. And we're still wishing for that silver bullet, but in the form of a supplement, you know, more a natural approach or a food. So for me, it is really important that we have that holistic approach. I always tell my clients that we simply cannot fit all the food that we need during a day into a capsule. There's no capsule that's going to replace all of the food that you require to function well, especially if you're under stress, if you're a high-performing woman running a business, having a family, all of these things, your body simply requires fuel and it cannot come in the form of a supplement or a magic food. So instead of focusing on magic foods and supplements, and of course there are lots of supplements out there that can be very supportive and that has got quite a bit of research behind it, like ashwagandha, or supplementing something like DHEA, vitamin C, vitamin D, methylated B vitamins, all of those things are really good. But if we don't have the foundation of balanced meals, enough food, stress management, sleep, movement, if we don't have all those things in place, it'll be like pouring water through a sieve. I always say we create expensive urine. You will be weeing some of those things out. If your gut health is not good, you won't be absorbing those nutrients. So it's really important that we focus on the foundation. So even when my clients come into my programs, the very first thing that I focus on is getting that foundation of food right first. So for the first 12 weeks, pretty much, we focus on getting the nutrition right, the movement, the stress management, the sleep, before we move on to supplementation if that is required based on some blood testing that we do. So instead of focusing on magic foods and supplements, I would say the best approach would be to fuel yourself. So first thing is to have that breakfast first thing in the morning, within an hour of waking up, scheduling 3 main meals for a day, and then snacking in between those meals. And one of the best tips that I always give is have a little container on your desk that you have there, you can see it just like your water. If you can see it, it's a very good reminder to be taking it. Have a little container there with nuts and dried fruit and just snack on those around 10:30 in the morning and then around 3 p.m. in the afternoon as well, so that we can give the body that extra little bit of a boost between our main meals. That for me is way more important than getting our foods, you know, ingesting those magic foods or the superfoods that we now hear is such a marketing thing. You know, we need all of the foods, and even just a basic protein source can be a superfood. When you don't take enough protein, having a source of protein with every meal, that can be a superfood. So instead of focusing on those magic foods and supplements, make sure that you eat enough food, you fuel your body throughout the day, 3 main meals, 2 snacks, and having breakfast first thing in the morning. Don't run your body on caffeine and sugar, but rather make sure that every time you put something in your mouth, you are actually nourishing your body. And that is the most important thing when it comes to food.
Lindsay wants to talk about hormones. How do they sneak into the equation of running a business and making more money?
I think when we talk about hormones and business and making money, it's a really new conversation to be had. I don't see a lot of people talking about this, but as a professional specializing in hormone health, specifically for women, I know how important this is. And I think it's a very important conversation to be had, that we simply can't take it out of the equation. You know, I often talk about 2 major differences between male and female entrepreneurs, and that is that women, on the one hand, have these hormonal fluctuations that we deal with during the month. And we often make, you know, fun of this, and we poke holes at it, and we have these things, jokes that we make about being PMS and all of the things. But it really is a big deal. When we look at the menstrual cycle, we know that when you are in your menstrual phase, where you have your period, you typically have less energy, less motivation. Generally, your moods are lower. You feel more irritable and more pessimistic as well. This is not a good time for certain business activities. Whereas when we're in the ovulatory phase or in the follicular phase, this is where we are more motivated, driven. We have more, more the ability to take risks and be courageous. So it is really important to start paying attention to these hormonal fluctuations throughout a month, and how do we navigate around it, which is a topic to be had on its own. But then that's the first one. And the second thing that's very different between male and female entrepreneurs is the significant hormonal reproductive phases that we go through. So we all go through puberty, male and female. But then as women, we go into our fertile years, which is those 20s, early 30s. And then around the age of 35, we go into perimenopause, which is when the production of those sex hormones shift from the ovaries over to the adrenal glands. And if those adrenal glands are already overworked with producing cortisol, it's going to try and shift their job back to the ovaries. And the ovaries are actually reaching retirement age. So this doesn't go down well, because then no one produces the sex hormones. And these things are really, really important for vitality. And then we end up with all of these perimenopausal symptoms like fatigue, poor sleep, irritability, gut issues, period issues, skin breakouts, anxiety, all of these things that are really debilitating and will cause a big, it'll be a big deal in your business. So when we think about business and how we run business as a woman, it simply cannot be, yes, business strategy can be very similar to that what men do, but in the way we run our business, it simply can't look the same, because we have these little things called hormones, and they dictate every single process in your body, from communication to gut health to energy levels to our moods to even, you know, how well we function intellectually at any given time. So when we think about not having an awareness of the impact of these changes that are going through our body, not having an awareness of that, we we simply can't be sensitive to those things and adjust our lifestyle accordingly, which means it will directly impact how we run our business and revenue. It will have a direct impact. But when we understand what our body needs are, how do we regulate these hormonal shifts and support them, then we can literally go from struggling with motivation, energy, all of these things, to having some of the best launches in our business. And I know for Jan that it's been her testimony. Once she started understanding what her body required of her, she had one of the best launches in her business, actually the best launch in her business, because she was able to show up in a way that was confident, that was energized, that was full of mental clarity. And that is the difference between when we suffer from hormonal imbalance versus understanding our hormonal changes and fluctuations and supporting that through really simple habit changes, which literally includes eating, movement, nervous system regulation, and sleep.
Okay, this question is me. I snuck this one in. Let's spill the tea on this. Is it really a thing to time business launches around your menstrual cycle? I have heard this being said so often, and I really want to know, what's the deal with this?
Now, this is a really interesting question because I see more and more so-called experts, so just women that position themselves as the expert, to try and teach others how to run their business around their menstrual cycle. Now, it sounds very fancy and very sophisticated, and it even sounds super simple, right? But how do you structure your business around your menstrual cycle? Well, first of all, you need to track that cycle, and very few women do this. And then once you have started tracking that cycle, you've built up some data, you need to understand how your body is responding, and then you need to be able to fit those business activities around your menstrual cycle. Now, do I believe this is important for women? Absolutely. I try and structure my business activities around my menstrual cycle because I know I'm setting myself up for success when I do this. When I try to achieve certain things that I physically am not able to do in a certain phase of my cycle, I'm setting myself up for failure. So making sure that I have those high energy activities, like for instance, running a boot camp, free boot camp, where we need to have the high energy, we need to be switched on all of the time during a time where we do actually have that extra energy available. Do not do this in your menstrual phase because it will be so much harder to actually maintain that level of, you know, care and quality and customer care that you seek for yourselves. And then what happens is we go into this negative cycle of self-doubt and self-judgment, and that really does impact a launch in a very big way. So is this something that we need to consider in our business, to plan our business activities around our menstrual cycle? I do believe it is. I think there is a competitive edge that you can put to your business that many, many other women have not caught on to. And research currently is coming out showing the massive impact of perimenopause and hormonal shifts on women in business. You know, 42% of women will feel burnt out in business. And we do know that the shifts that come from perimenopause and menopause is affecting women in senior management and executive roles and business owners way more than those who are not performing in those roles, because we deal with so much more. So I do think it is important to understand, number one, our menstrual cycles, so that we can identify when there are changes in those cycles, because those are usually one of the first messages that our body is giving us that something is happening. So for that purpose, we need to absolutely track. And then we also need to make sure that we expect of our bodies what we are capable to deliver at any given time. So don't expect those high energy activities at a time that you simply do not have that energy in you. Now, I also want to just give a word of caution here, is that I think we can use this as a secret weapon to increase our energy, mental clarity, our moods, improve our sleep, all of the things that will affect our revenue and bottom line. But again, don't turn this into a thing that can be super stressful. I have seen with A-type personality and high-performing women, we take these concepts and we want to perfect them. And it starts to be another stressor, you know, just another thing that we add to the load in our daily load that we already carry. So learning from a professional and a qualified person, I think, is really crucial so that we use this in a way that it can become a very powerful tool that we use in our businesses.
Well, that wraps up our mini series where we're focusing on women's health and business. And I really want to thank you for joining me on this conversation. I'm especially grateful to Vanji for all of her support and guidance. And if you would like to learn more about the things that you can do to help overcome fatigue and anxiety and overwhelm and all of those things that women have to battle on the day-to-day, go check out her bootcamp that she's running at vanji.com/peak, P-E-A-K. I'll link it in the show notes. But she's doing a free 5-day training that's specifically for ambitious female entrepreneurs and executives, teaching you how to thrive in business and prevent burnout and fatigue. It's running starting March 25th, and she's going to be focusing on how hormones impact your business, how to identify what your hormonal profile is. And when I found out what mine was, I was like, oh, that makes so much sense. And then also learning the daily habits that require a minimal amount of time to get your body back into peak physical and mental performance, so you can have the true impact that you want to have in your business, your life, and with your family. It's time that we put ourselves on the top of our list, because truthfully, we deserve to be there. I hope I see you at the bootcamp, because I'll be hanging out in the comments and soaking in all the amazing knowledge that Vanji's going to be putting down. Vanji.com/peak. And until next time, stay resilient, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on this episode of No BS Business School. If you enjoyed the show and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe on your player of choice and leave a 5-star rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at jandishfield.co. Stay resilient, and I'll catch you on the next episode.